Thank you, Arian. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I will be presenting Improving Teen Seatbelt Use Through Health Communication, Effects of a Research-Driven In-School Peer-Led Initiative. Before I begin, I'd like to thank my co-authors on this presentation, as well as our team at the Center for Injury Research and Prevention at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Now, in recent years, the issue of teen driver and passenger safety has gained increased public awareness, and as many of you might know, motor vehicle crashes remain the leading cause of death among teens in the U.S. Now, while seatbelt use can reduce the risk of injury and death by more than half, not all teens are taking this preventive measure. In addition, teens are reporting significantly lower rates of use when they ride with a teen driver than when they ride with an adult. Now, while we know that generally peer approval contributes to shaping teen health behaviors, we also think that this might shape behaviors when teens are riding and driving together in the car. With the increased awareness of this issue, there's also been a call to action to improve teen driver and passenger safety. In 2007, Chopin State Farm supported Congress in the establishment of National Teen Driver Safety Week, which occurs the third week in October. And in 2008, CHOP conducted formative research with teens in order to develop a campaign for National Teen Driver Safety Week. Through this research, we learned that teens did not want to wait to drive with their peers, and they were not always aware of the risks associated with doing so. In addition, the research confirmed that peer approval was important in shaping behaviors of teens driving together in the car. Now, realizing that it would be difficult to try and convince teens to not drive with their peers, we sought to develop a campaign that would help to make them safe when they actually got in the car together. Using the program theory as a framework, we developed the Ride Like a Friend, Drive Like You Care initiative. And these are some of the materials that we used throughout the initiative. The aims of Ride Like a Friend were to build awareness among teens about crash risks involving passengers, and also to promote positive passenger cognitions and behaviors. For this study, our outcomes of interest were related to seatbelt use. We hypothesized that participation in Ride Like a Friend is associated with more positive cognitions related to seatbelt use among teen passengers of teen drivers, and also that participation in Ride Like a Friend is associated with increased reporting of seatbelt use among teen passengers of teen drivers. The campaign was designed as a peer-to-peer initiative. It was conducted in schools, and it lasted 1 week. CHOP provided teen driving facts, campaign ideas, and materials on the Ride Like a Friend website. These students participated in several ways. They could view the materials that were distributed or displayed at their school. These included posters, flyers, and other materials that carried the Ride Like a Friend messages. Student leaders conducted a daily poll that used a secret ballot, and they would get their peers' opinions on passenger behaviors. And then the following day, the results of that poll would be announced in the morning announcements. Students also attended athletic events at which Ride Like a Friend messages were promoted. Our sample consisted of students in grades 9 through 12 from two local high schools. The evaluation consisted of pre- and post-surveys conducted before and after Ride Like a Friend. These surveys were administered in paper and pencil format during class periods. For our analyses, we calculated prevalence ratios with corresponding 95% confidence intervals. For our variables, the independent variable was participation in Ride Like a Friend, which was defined as participation in at least one activity. The dependent variables were positive cognitions towards seatbelt use as a passenger of a teen driver, and these included attitudes, so the belief that wearing a seatbelt is good, self-efficacy, the belief that the teen could wear their seatbelt if he or she wanted to, subjective norms, the belief that most people important to the teen thought that they should wear their seatbelt, and descriptive norms, the belief that most of their friends were wearing their seatbelts. Our other dependent variable was self-reported seatbelt use. In our analyses, we controlled for demographic and school-related variables, licensure status, sensation seeking, and completion of the pretest. Our participation results, we had 1,793 teens who completed the post-survey. Out of those who completed the post-survey, 55% participated in at least one Ride Like a Friend activity. Out of those who participated in Ride Like a Friend, 87% saw the materials, 67% heard the morning announcements, 27% attended an athletic event, and 25% participated in the daily poll. We looked at the relationship between Ride Like a Friend participation and the percent of teens reporting positive seatbelt outcomes. So if you see along the x-axis, we have the outcomes, the positive cognitions, and the reported seatbelt use. And then along the y-axis, we have the percent of teens. The blue bars represent the outcomes at the pretest. The green bars represent the outcomes at the post-test with participation in Ride Like a Friend. And the red bars represent outcomes at the post-test for those who had no participation in Ride Like a Friend. So if we first take a look at the post-test outcomes, we can see that the teens who participated in Ride Like a Friend were more likely to report positive cognitions and seatbelt use than those who did not participate. Now, when we also take a look at the pretest, for attitudes, self-efficacy, and subjective norms, there was little difference between the pretest and the post-test. The post-test among those who took part in Ride Like a Friend. Now, this could suggest that in comparison to teens who didn't participate, those who did may already have a greater safety orientation. Now, for descriptive norms and reported belt use, there does appear to be some increase from pre to post among those who participated in Ride Like a Friend, but not among those who didn't. So if this is the case, then it could provide some evidence that Ride Like a Friend may have led to some changes. We also looked at the association between participation in specific Ride Like a Friend activities and the outcomes. So on the left side are our positive outcomes, and on the top we have the activities through which a teen could participate, and we reported adjusted prevalence ratios. For the daily poll and athletic event, we did not see any significant association between those activities and the outcomes. However, we did see a significant association for morning announcements and viewing materials. So highlighted in yellow are the significant findings. So teens who heard the morning announcements were more likely to report positive cognitions towards wearing a seatbelt than those who did not hear the announcements. And in addition, they were also more likely to report wearing their seatbelt. Similarly, teens who saw the Ride Like a Friend materials were more likely to report positive seatbelt wearing cognitions than those who did not see the materials, and they too were also more likely to report wearing a seatbelt. These results that we have suggest that Ride Like a Friend as a school-based peer-led initiative has a positive association with cognitions and seatbelt use among teenagers. We could see that there were two particular components that were associated with positive cognitions and seatbelt use. Now, these activities, the morning announcements and viewing the materials, also happened to have the highest rates of participation. In addition, the teens saw them and they heard them in the company of their friends and peers, so the messages were processed in a more social context. So this best fit the design of the campaign that we were trying to build. We acknowledge that there were several limitations to this study. The pre and post surveys were not individually linked, so we could only look at the pre and post groups as a whole. In addition, not all teens who completed the pre-survey completed the post survey, and vice versa. Now, even though we couldn't link the two surveys individually, as a group, teens who completed the pretest had lower rates of positive descriptive norms and seatbelt use, and this suggests that there may have been a response to Ride Like a Friend. We also collected self-reported data for seatbelt use, and since this is not the ideal measurement of this behavior, we are careful in our interpretation of these behavior results. In addition, because we selected schools that were in close proximity to the Children's Hospital, the data may not be generalizable to other geographic areas. And the results of this study have implications for future work in promoting seatbelt use among teens. Future research should consider implementation and evaluation with a larger sample and a more diverse sample. In addition, tracking teens from pre to post and also tracking teens at later time points would help better assess immediate and extended relationships between participation and seatbelt use. Now, while Ride Like a Friend was a very small initiative, it definitely has a place in the larger comprehensive movement towards teen driver safety. And we hope that together, along with other initiatives and along with legislation, that we can possibly make seatbelt use and other safety behaviors normative among teens, and then in turn to eventually help to reduce the injuries and the deaths among teen drivers and their passengers. If anyone would like to take a look at our Ride Like a Friend campaign, it is available at ridelikeafriend.com, and you can also get there through teendriversource.org, which is our teen driver safety website. And if anyone would like to ask any further questions after this session, please feel free to email me. Thank you.